We are talking about having an affection for the house of God. God places us in a local church. So not only so we can accept the heavenly calling, but when we do accept the heavenly calling, which is salvation, salvation by grace through faith, not of ourselves, it's a free gift. When we get that grace for salvation, He places us in a church if we're not in one already. And then we can progress, not only for the heavenly calling, but there is a holy calling. And we discovered this in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. The holy calling is sanctification. We are to live a life without acting like a sinner. When we're saved, we're not only to have the name Christian, but we're to be one. We're to act like Jesus, be like Jesus, do the things that Jesus did. And that is where we get into that holy calling of sanctification. And then there is Philippians chapter 3, verse 4, where the Apostle Paul says, I press for the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. There is the high calling, the calling of sonship. We grow up before we go up. Did you hear what I said? We grow up in Christ before we go up to meet Him in the air. He places us into a church to develop that in us. There's church membership. There's church discipleship. If you're not in a church where you're being discipled in the Word of God, if you're just getting a book report for some headquarters or some little Bible story here and there, but you're not getting the Word of God preached with conviction and power, find a church that's telling you the truth. Your soul depends on it. It truly does. I've had people say, well, I go to the church that's close and convenient. Well, if there was a restaurant that was close and convenient, but you were being poisoned, I don't think you would go. You would drive an hour to a church that was telling you the truth before you would go next door and get ptomaine poisoning or something. My friend, we need the Word of God. Discipleship, then partnership. We're to be a part of a church, not just a pew warmer, but to be a part. Your part may be singing in the choir or teaching Sunday school or greeting at the door, or parking cars or running the sound, but you have a part. You may only do it 3 times a year, maybe working in the nursery once every 6 weeks, but you have a part. We all need a part. We need to be active about our Father's business, and then we grow up into sonship. If we love God, we will love His house. There's no way you can say, I'm a Christian, but have no desire to be in God's house, because you're saying, I don't care what you say in your Word, God. This is what my lifestyle wants. You see, you don't receive Jesus to fit Him in. You receive Jesus to make Him Lord. And He says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some are, but even the much more, as you see the day approaching. We need to be in the house of God. Today is offering day at He's Alive Radio, and with my heart I say thank you, Covenant Partners, for standing with us. Our coaching CD this month is on Destiny Dreams. It's yours with your best love gift of $15 or more. I'm looking to hear from you. The bills have to be paid. These things have to take place in order for your station and your area to remain. And I know God has raised so many of you up to help us. Maybe you've missed the opportunity, so this is your time today. Pray for us and ask God what He would have you to give. This is the address. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can also give online at he'salive.net. Have a Jesus-filled day.